Please be seated. Hi, I'm Emily Williams. I'm guessing most of you know who I am, but in case you don't, I'll give you a hint. Me and her share the same last name for a reason. This Sunday's biblical event was kind of a classic. As a PK, it's pretty much right up there for me, along with like Christmas and Easter, maybe Palm Sunday. Now, unfortunately, Kate and I couldn't be in the back not paying attention this week, but if for some reason you zoned out, it's the one where hair catches on fire, there's a big old prayer meeting, and for some reason everyone nearby graduated from Rosetta Stone all at once and decided to show off their skills. It's Pentecost, kind of important. Now, in the readings, people started speaking in tongues, worshiping God, and whatnot. But, like, that's weird, right? Am I the only one who finds it strange that everyone was just like, you know what I want to do? Speak Swahili. And the Holy Spirit goes, yep, sounds good. That's bizarre. I've been taking French in school for 2 years now, and I don't think I could order in a restaurant. For this reason, I like to think of it as those people started worshiping God in their own ways, each with their different tongue, which to me means something like a passion or a skill set. If that's the case, then I don't think we ever really stopped. We may not have burning fire on our heads like Hades from Disney's Hercules, but the Holy Spirit is for sure still with us, and it's still allowing us to speak in our tongues. My tongue, as you may be able to tell, is music. I consider myself blessed by the Holy Spirit to be able to sing out the good news, to proclaim my faith through song, or, like our intro, dance or guitar. I express my spirituality in tandem with my musicality. This is absolutely not the only tongue the Holy Spirit uses. All the wonderful ministries and works going on, not only in St. Stephen's, but the national and global church, are tongues. They're ways for us as Christians to express our faith and our love of God. Whether it's helping out during SOS, which, by the way, sign-up sheets will be in the gathering area, teaching Sunday school, going to Sunday school, coming to Bible study at Kirby's Coney Island, partaking in crafting kindness, acolyting, going to camp, singing in the choir, coming on mission trips, even those emergency trips to Kroger or Tim Hortons when no one has signed up for coffee hour. We're building our community and thus building our faith. That was kind of Jesus' whole point in his little spiel last week, wasn't it? He wanted the disciples to build the church, to build a community. Safe to say, they achieved that goal as we're all gathered here today in his name. The tongues all of those people experienced were ways that they, as a community, communicated their faith through their good news. What's the difference between their funky languages and our expression through our passion and our compassion? We're all building a community through Christ. We're all showing our faith. We're all in some way or form spreading the good news, even if it's nothing more than grabbing a cup of coffee and sharing a conversation with someone during fellowship. My point, for those who have zoned out again, is that we, as the Christian community, have inherited through our baptism the Holy Spirit. With that Spirit comes, I don't want to say responsibility, but a charge from Jesus to share the good news and build and strengthen a community, not just in Troy, Michigan, but in the world. It's surprisingly easy to do so. Even just showing up to our incredible parish picnic following the service will do the job pretty well. As long as you have and profess your faith, you're doing a pretty bang-up job at your duty as a person of faith, at least in my eyes, and I'm betting the Holy Spirit's. Amen.